Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
The following is a paid program. The views or claims made are not necessarily those of WILK staff, management, or sponsors.
Hi, everybody. Good morning. Good morning, Jewel, and good morning to all of you who continue to listen. I appreciate it. Julie does, too. And here we go. What's going on, Miss Jewel?
My goodness, summer's here. That's what's going on.
I know.
Yeah, how about that?
I know it.
Yeah. That's good.
Again, I don't like to complain, so I won't, but I will. It's too hot, too quick.
Yep.
So keep this 90-degree weather is for the birds. So, but what are you going to do?
If you think about it,
here we go.
I'll tell you who's happy. All the little kids out there that are getting to swim, that's who's happy. Or playing with the sprinklers or hose, like those people are happy. So think of them when you're feeling surly about how hot it is. Because, yes, it is brutal. And to go from, it feels like you're going from, you know, 0 to 90, but, you know, the kiddos are happy. Look at it that way.
Yeah, that's, and I don't care. I mean, I'm not really complaining. I'm just saying I'm not a hot person, just like I don't like it really cold. I don't like extreme weather, but it, you know what? You deal with it. My air conditioning's on in my house, Julie, so
that's.
My son will be thrilled when he walks in the door because I hate air conditioning. Like, I hate having to put it on because I like to hear outside. The windows are closed all winter and, you know, so anyway, we'll see. But it's still nice. It was a foggy, little bit of a hazy day because of those wildfires, I guess. But it's still here's the beginning of summer upon us, and that's good. So how did your week go?
Good. It's been busy, which is always good. And like I said, you know, we're going from sort of spring immediately into summer. So yeah, there's a lot going on. And I don't know. I feel like June kind of crept up on me. I don't know how that happened, but yeah. How about you? Have you been? You're very in the throes of wedding planning and wedding preparations now.
Yes.
This is the month. This
yes.
is happening.
Yeah. Well, when you're listening to us, it'll be 2 weeks from this Saturday. So, yes, it's a little crazy, but it is what it is, and I'm loving every minute of the craziness. But yeah, it's coming quickly. So, but I knew it would. So we're doing what we can to make it all work. So that's what how I'm looking forward to it. I really am. It's going to be a beautiful day and weekend, and it's going to be nice. So it's almost here. All this planning, and it's finally, when it gets here, it's like, oh. But yeah, so Jewel, this weekend I watched, which I do every Sunday morning, the CBS Sunday morning program, which I love and so well done. And we're I watched Bill Clinton and James Patterson, who have their new book together, The First Gentleman. And then Bill Clinton was on The View today, which I usually don't watch because I don't really watch TV at that time. But
right.
I was on my exercise bike during that, and I turned it on, and he and James Patterson were on The View. So I got to hear him and see him again, and I was so happy because I just love him. And he said it's the only job he wanted that he didn't get, being first gentleman.
Interesting.
Which, let's just go on record, a damn crying shame, not once but twice. So I'm just laying that out. But I just love him, always have. He's just my favorite president, and I love him. So I love to listen to him, and I love to anything to do with him. And James Patterson is great, and he was talking about his wife, and he said he doesn't do weddings. He said Mr. President goes to a lot of funerals. Did you hear that? And then he said,
no.
And then he said, I don't go to, and Patterson said, I don't go to weddings, funerals, or cocktail parties. And someone said, you don't? And he goes, no, I don't like to. He said, I like to be at my, I like my house, and I like my wife. Matter of fact, my wife is with me. And he said, and if my wife, I don't know what I would do, but if my wife ever leaves me, I'm going with her. Which I
there
thought was a great line. If you ever leave me, I'm going with you.
Yeah. I love it.
So, but they're good buddies, and I just think I'm going to get the book. I'm going to read it. I've never, this is their third book, I think, that they've collaborated, and I don't remember the other ones, but they're certainly making their rounds promoting this book. So that's a good thing. I think it's good. And so, yeah, I was happy to see him, Jewel, because as I was watching the show and on my bike, you know, your mind goes. Spinning, got it.
Right.
And
you gotta have
something. I'm like, I've always said. Yeah. Well,
there's something I'm
thinking
on
about
doing that. Yeah.
Yeah. But I just was thinking that, you know, I always say, you know, that old line, like, who would you like to have lunch with? If you could pick anybody that you'd like to meet, who would it like to be? So I have like three people. So I would love to sit down and have lunch with Bill Clinton, Warren Buffett, and Andy Cohen, all three of them at the same time. I really find I find them all to be fascinating, and I would love to hear what
no
they all have
group.
To say to each other. No, because I would have another group with just all women. I don't want the mix.
Okay.
I just want all men, and then I would give you another list of who all of the women that I would want to be with. So, it's kind of neat. But those are my top guys. I mean, there's plenty of movie stars that I love, but the having dinner with too, or lunch and sitting around at a table breaking bread and getting, you know, hearing things and listening and learning, I would find that fascinating. So. Anyway, that was my thought today when I said, well, I have to tell Julie, we have to talk about that on the show. Like, who would you, and we were talking about this earlier, you said you don't really, you'd have to think about it a little too long to be spontaneous, right, with that question?
I do. I would have to think about it to really answer properly, because there I find so many people to be interesting, and I think that all the time about people that I see or authors that I like, or, you know, so yeah, I think I would want to ponder that question just a little bit. There's a lot of good options, limiting it to three. How do I whittle it down? That's all.
I know.
You
well,
me
that,
to come
it
back
wasn't
with
just
my
three
answer,
for me. Yes, I do. And it wasn't just that I needed three. I just thought those, I've recently added Andy Cohen to the mix because the other two were always two of my faves, but I've added Andy because I love him. And I thought he'd be an inch. Could you imagine having lunch with or sitting at a, oh my God, he's so funny. I
think it would be
him.
Bananas.
But anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be great.
It would be. So
I do
come
John
back
Stewart
next week.
Would be on my list. Yeah.
Oh, I would love him too. I love him. And I love Colbert.
He's so funny.
Too.
I think Colbert is on my list. And I also think Mary Berry, the chef in Britain. I love her. No soggy bottoms. Like Mary Berry. Yes, I would like to have lunch with her. So, yeah, there's my list.
Well, if I went to people who I from the media, like people who have talk shows, it would be Jon Stewart, Stephen Colbert, and Bill Maher.
Yeah, yes.
That's who I would have. Yes. Those three. I would love those three. Anyway, here we go. So we're gonna take a quick break, and we will be right back. We have Jerry Featherby coming up next to talk a little bit about the Archangels on stage and what they're doing. It's a Willy Wonka themed performance, and that'll happen on June 19th at the beautiful theater at Lackawanna College, and it is free to the public. So we'll be right back to talk to Jerry. You're listening to the Laurie Cadden Show.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to the Laurie Cadden Show, and I am Laurie Cadden. I'm the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business. And with me is my lovely producer of this show, Julie D. Immel of Julie D. Immel Communications. And, Jule, tell them what you can do.
Thanks, Laurie. I specialize in public relations and marketing. To learn more about how I can help you promote your business or nonprofit, visit juliedimmel.com.
Thank you, Jule. And with us is the lovely dear friend of mine, a long, long, long friend of mine, Jerry Featherby. And we were just hearing this beautiful story of how Jerry met her husband. And it's a beautiful story. We're going to save it for another time, and we're going to tell you the whole thing, because Julie just, I said, Julie, when we talk to Jerry, she has to tell you, because it's such a divine story. And I mean that in every sense of the word. So, Jerry, thanks for joining us today, honey. And Faye, I know Aiden's sitting right next to you, so hi to Aiden, and we'll get to him in a little bit. But, Jer, it's so nice to talk to you. I was so happy when Billy McDonough called and said, could Jerry come on your show and talk a little bit about this great event we have going for the ARC? And I said, absolutely. So welcome, Jer.
Thanks so much, Lori. It's so nice to connect with you. After all these years, I know we've seen each other, occasionally out and about with something to doing with the arts, but this is a really nice opportunity. I really, really appreciate it on behalf of the ARC Angels on Stage. Thanks.
Well, you're welcome. As I was just telling Julie earlier, we know each other way back when you were teaching drama at West Scranton High School, the best high school for me because that's my alma mater, and you were doing Footloose with our dear friend Theo Lensicki, and that was a zillion years ago, and we've been tried and true ever since, Jer. Like I said, it's always good. You're the kind of person that whenever you see you, I may not have seen you or talked to you in a long time, but the minute you see or hear, you can get right back into it. And that's a good friendship. So I thank you for that. It's always good.
Oh, great.
And I'm so excited.
I remember fondly Footloose. That was my first year, and I had big shoes to fill.
You might remember
I took over Annette Paludis' job, and that was not.
I know.
Yeah. Theo was just amazing.
And years ago, Paulette Przlowski used to be in that position. Did I say her name correctly?
Yes. God rest her soul.
Oh, my God, right, that's correct. She actually got married and used another name, but I always called her. I always said it incorrectly for some reason, and yet she was there when I was in high school, so I don't know how I missed it. Although I did not perform on the stage in high school, so that was unfortunate for me.
How did the stage miss you?
I don't know. People say that to me all the time. How did you not? I don't know. I was scared to death of it. Now I have no fear. But here we are. We're talking about the ARC is presenting Angels on Stage. It's Willy Wonka flavored, and it's going to be one night. It's a free show performed by adults with disabilities at Lackawanna College. It's going to be Thursday, June 19th. At 7 p.m., and I love this, made payable through a grant from Lackawanna County Arts and Culture. And as we were saying off air, Jerry, it's so important that the arts are recognized in our town and that we get to have this. Out of 67 counties, we're the only one that has this arts and culture tax that allows artists to do remarkable things through this process, and this sounds like one of them. So why don't you tell everybody what they can expect you and sort of how this whole thing evolved. Betty called you one day and said, we'd like to do this, knowing full well that the theater was your thing, as well as singing, dancing, and everything else. I'm going to throw everything in, Jer. So tell everyone how this began. I'm just saying, I was adding that for flavor, but go ahead, tell the story.
Thanks, okay. So about 10 years ago, Betty Morkin, who was the Education Committee Chair, approached me, and she said, can we make a date? And I invited her up to my home, and we brainstormed about this idea. She wanted to do something different, and she wanted to bring it into the schools. Perhaps after the show, one or two of the stars, as we refer to them, would then go into a school, so there's awareness brought that there is life after high school for adults with special needs. And they have beautiful gifts to share, and the ARC has a day program, and they have job opportunities for these stars. And so she sat around at my house, and before you know it, we brainstormed one thing after another, and it started rolling. So we decided that we were going to do an original production, and it would be called Skits and Songs, and we would have singing, dancing, and acting. And so I got the fishing rod out, and I reeled in my theater students. And at the time, Lindsay Cocker and Avery Roberts were in high school. And it's kind of amazing because since that time, they are still with the ARC. Avery works full-time now.
That's
Lindsay
great.
Spent, yes. She ended up after Theater Buddy. She spent 4 years in the summer camp. And now she's a teacher in Abington Heights. So this has so much beautiful, you know, what's the word? I can't think of the word, Laurie.
Depth
and repercussions, right? Positive repercussions afterwards.
Yeah.
So that's how it was born. And we've been doing it ever since. And we put on one show a year. And we have 7 weeks of rehearsal once a week. And on the eighth week, we have one dress rehearsal. And we have a show. And it is a lot of fun. They love it. And I have to say that after 8 years, they've become a solid theatrical troupe. We have about 38 stars that participate.
And one of those stars, Jer, is sitting right next to you. We have Aiden here, who's the pianist for this production. And maybe we could talk to Aiden real quickly. What do you think?
That'll be great. Here's Aiden.
Okay. Hello.
Hi, Aiden. We talked a little bit before, but we appreciate you taking the time to be here, buddy. And tell us a little bit about what you've gotten from being part of this production, Aiden. I know you're the pianist, but tell us what it's meant to you to be able to do this every year.
Well, I've been playing the piano since I was 6 years old. And now I'm 19 years old. I'm
Aiden,
in the Marywood.
Aiden, you...
Yeah?
Go ahead, honey. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm in the Marywood SOAR program, my first year.
Great.
And I
Good
met
for you.
Jerry.
And
I met Jerry because I went to a play at Dunmore High School, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, and that night I met Jerry there, and she asked me if I would be interested in being part of this play and being a narrator, and I said absolutely. And then I found out, and then she found out that I play piano.
Oh, boy. So you've
been
playing for 13 years, Aiden.
Yeah,
this is wonderful. I love it. This is great, honey. And what do you think about this Willy Wonka-flavored theme kind of for this Angels on Stage today this year? What do you think about that?
I like Willy Wonka.
Me too. You know what, Aiden? I've always wanted to get the golden ticket ever since I watched Willy Wonka whenever I open a candy bar. And there have been many. I was always hoping there'd be a golden ticket in there. There never was, but I kept holding out for, you know, great hope for that. So this will be a great play. And tell me, Aiden, what do you get out of being part of this troupe?
I get to rehearse, meet new people, make friendships, and love the laugh.
And
we have lots of fun.
And also then, do you like standing ovations? Because I do. I'm sure you get a bunch of them after these plays are finished, don't you?
Yes. It's
there
a new
you
experience,
go. Well,
and I'm enjoying it.
Well, good, honey. Well, good for you, and I wish you a lot of luck as you play the piano for this great event. And we're going to talk to Jerry a little bit more and close up, but we're so happy you joined us and you were able to give us some information. So thank you, and good luck to you with those playing on the keys, baby.
Thanks for your time.
You're welcome, honey. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Very good.
Jer, what a doll. So, Jer, tell everybody quickly what they can expect with this play. Like, since it says Willy Wonka flavored, what do we think, what's it going to look like?
So according, now that I know the stars, I'm able to write the play with two or three words, and then we have a song, and about a minute of a song from Willy Wonka or something else. For example, the fun part is the Oompa Loompas. We have about 10 Oompa Loompas.
I love it.
And they will come down,
love
and they
it.
Will do the Oompa Loompa dance. So they'll do that twice, but I then they will dance to Another One Bites the Dust. Another One Bites the Dust.
So, I love it. Yeah. Jerry, you're lucky because I was just about to sing Oompa Loompa Doobity Yay. So just so you know, that's one of my favorite movies, and I'm a Veruca. I'm the Veruca of my family. I want it now, Daddy. I want it now. That's how I am. So I hope, who's Veruca? Do you have someone playing Veruca?
We do. Her name is Maria, and she was precast. So, yes, we have a Veruca.
There you go. I love it. I love it. Well, Jared, this is remarkable that, you know, 10 years going, 2 years, or this is the eighth one, 2 years because of the pandemic you had to not do it. But it must be so rewarding to see these, all of these people, these wonderful, wonderful people come to life on stage when they maybe didn't think that was where they fit in growing up, and now they have opportunity to do this and to show the world how they can learn, how they can learn lines, what they can be, you know, take orders in the sense of making sure their, I guess, direction is the better word, and that they can, you can actually put forth a production that is 8 years in the running. I mean, this has to feel great for them.
It's remarkable, and you said it. One of the most remarkable moments is the first night, go in with the script already written, and they know it's audition night. And my experience from being in, you know, high school musicals and directing, et cetera, auditions can be a pretty catty moment, you know, especially when that cast list goes up. And, you know, you have that moment where kids are like, oh, I can't believe she got it, or he got it, or whatever it might be. This is a very different experience. They literally stand up and cheer for each other. There is so much genuine love and support. They are so happy. Yes, I might have three Willy Wonkas, but they're all just so happy for each other. So my most joyful moment is that first night, because I know that that's coming. Well, there's no expectation, right? Yeah, they're just happy to be there.
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
It's wonderful, and I think it's great. Go ahead.
The Theater Buddies, I just wanted to mention, you know, this production cannot even be half of what it is without these high school young people that volunteer as Theater Buddies, because they leave there with the experience really influencing their life as much as the lives of the stars have been influenced by them. And there's genuine friendships that are made, and they keep in touch. It's really an incredible unfolding of compassion, empathy, love, and acceptance, and the dignity of the human person. It's incredible.
There you go.
We're really looking for an audience.
Yeah. So let's get out there and show up on the 19th of June, Thursday night, at Lackawanna College. And pointing this out, it's the first time we brought it out of the Moscow area, and it's downtown at Lackawanna College this year. So it's a great theater. It can fit a lot of people. Go on out. It is free to the public. Again, sponsored by Lackawanna County's Art and Culture, a grant from the Art and Culture Department. It'll be wonderful. You can see it. Go. Just please go and experience it, and let these kids know and these people know that the work they do does not go unnoticed, and that they can come together and put on a production year after year after year with the wonderful help of Miss Jerry Featherby, who is outstanding in all she does, and just go see it. Again, Lackawanna County, June 19th, starting at 7 o'clock. It is the ARC Angels on Stage, and it is Willy Wonka flavored. So we look forward to that, Jer. We'll get this on. We love talking to you, love talking to Aiden, and thank you so much for being part of our show today.
Oh, thank you so much. And if you don't mind, I would like to give a shout out which I didn't mention, to our choreographer who has been with us since its inception. And that is Tina Soans Williams.
Sure.
And her sister Jennifer. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. They do wonderful choreography with the stars. Thank you.
There you
Thank
go,
you so
Tina
much,
and
Lord.
Jennifer. Big shout out. Oh, you're welcome. And good luck to you. And Jer, I would be there if I could. My son is being married 2 days after that, and we will be out for a family dinner with everyone getting into Scranton that day. So otherwise I'd be there with bells on. So next year I will, and make sure you call me next year. We'll do another show for you, okay?
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you, Lori. It's been a pleasure.
All right, honey. It's been
right,
a pleasure. And you give Aiden a big smooch, and thank you very much.
I will do
and
that.
And we will be right
Bye-bye.
Back. Okay. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show, and we'll be right back.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to
building a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show, and I am Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business. And with me is the lovely Julie D. Immel of Julie D. Immel Communications. Jewel, she's the producer of this show. Tell them what you can do for them, kiddo.
Thanks, Laurie. I specialize in public relations and marketing. To learn more about how I can help you promote your business or nonprofit, visit my website at juliedimmel.com.
Thanks, Jewel. And with us is someone very near and dear to me. She's actually my cousin, but more importantly today, she is the owner of Motion. How about me, Jess? I wrote it down. President of...
The owner of Motion Arts, LLC.
Motion Arts, and I have it all together, and I'm like, that says arts. Motion Arts Production, LLC, Jess is the owner, Jessica Cadden Osborne, who is a sheer delight, a very bright, bright young lady who's beautiful and kind, wonderful wife, friend, daughter, mother, and cousin to me. Comes from the long list, if anyone's wondering, which Cadden is she? She is my cousins from the Hill section, 8 of them in total, and Terry Cadden, the most handsome man walking around the city of Scranton those years ago, is her dad, and Terry's no longer with us, but Jess is the daughter of Terry and the beautiful Karen Osborne, and she lives in Dunmore with her son and her husband, and she's kicking it here. She's doing a great job with all she's doing, and we're here to talk a little bit about her wonderful movie that's coming up, which is called Hold Her Hand. Lots of stuff, lots of information we're going to give you with Jess, but I was telling Julie prior to, not only is she all of those things, but she's also a former Ballet Theater of Scranton trained wonderful dancer, as well as a former Rockette, which we are thrilled and delighted anytime. And it's funny, in this family, Julie, anytime Jess was going to be on the Today Show, we got texts, the whole family, from Marianne, Mame, as we call her, which is Jess's aunt, and she's the oldest girl in the family, and she is the spreader of information, and would say, Jess is on the Today Show, make sure you watch. And so we always made sure we did, and we're very proud of her as a young woman and all she is today. So Jess, I appreciate you coming on. I'm so proud of what you're doing now, and we'd love you to share with our folks and our listeners what this entails and how it all came to be and what they might be interested in helping with. So welcome, after that long introduction, Jess. Welcome.
What an intro, Laura. Oh, my goodness.
How about
Thank you. You're so good at what you do. Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here. And, my husband and I, we're producing a feature film called Hold Her Hand. And we're shooting it in none other than, drumroll, Scranton.
Yeah.
We're actually shooting 5% of it. Yay, Scranton. Yeah, Scranton's written right into the screenplay, so it is definitely a hometown story. However, we are shooting 5% of the film in Sligo, Ireland. And speaking of the Cadden family, our dear Uncle Gene helped connect me to a distant cousin there, Celine Mitchell. Have you met her, Laura?
I did.
Celine is. Yeah, she's a lovely gal. She lives in Sligo. We've been connected for decades now. I've visited her a number of times, and I've written one of our lead characters as a native of Sligo. So we are going over in August to get some drone footage. We are getting some interior and exterior pub footage so that we really have the actual Green Rolling Hills of Ireland. But most of the film will be shot in Scranton. And it's a really important story. I've been writing this lore for, my God, over 6 years. I started writing it in 2019. I was writing it through many long nights. I always say I was writing it in the hospital bed waiting to have my kiddo. The nurses were like, what are you doing? What are you writing? You're writing a movie?
Aww.
I'm like, yeah. They're like, all right, well, we have to go now. But I just couldn't stop because it was like flying through me. You might recognize because it was just in the media, because we lost David Lynch, a very famous film director, just in January. Oh. So you might have seen some memes online. He was famous for saying that ideas that come to us as artists are just that. They're like ideas that you catch rather than you construe it or like really have to, you know, think it up. Like we think, it's an intellectual process, but it comes to us as if we're the vessel and you just reach up into thin air and grab this thing one day. And you're like, huh, what's this? I'm going to inspect this and then unpack it. And then, whoa, I have to write this. And that's what I did. I saw one scene from the film in my mind, and I thought, that's interesting. I wonder what that is. And I would think about it. And one day I just started writing, and then I could not stop. I could not stop until it was done. I finished it in December of 2024, just this past Christmas, on my couch here in Dunmore. And I thought, this is it. Now we're going to really do it. And I love this story. The lead male character is from Scranton. He's a troubled soldier. This is set in 2006, and he's on leave from the war in Iraq. He does go on a bachelor party trip while he's home and meets this fiery Irish bartender. And on that night in Sligo, when they meet, everything changes. Everything for both of them. They fall in love. It's a love story. But both of these characters, both the male and the female lead, have been through a lot of stuff in their lives. So it's a story about healing because they have different things going on, but some stuff that's similar. The male character is struggling with PTSD as a result of war, but he also had some difficult events in childhood. And the female protagonist, she went through some extreme loss in childhood as well. So they share this thing. And in order to love each other, they figure out that they have to involve the inner child of their past, if you will, heal their stuff, process their lives so they can be really available for each other in love now, in the present. And Laura, this idea came to me a million years ago. I mean, I saw that one scene in my head, as I mentioned, but it was around the same time that I read this book by a Dr. W. Hugh Missel Dean called Your Inner Child of the Past. And it was, like, so eye-opening.
Right.
The way that this doctor described how, you know, if you can picture yourself, Laura, like when you were 5 or 6 or whatever, you know, first comes to your mind, and imagine that little girl sitting next to you right now as you interview me, that is basically what this book said is always going on. You enter a relationship with somebody, their little person is there. You're going to the grocery, that little person is there. Everywhere you go, this smaller self deep inside you is there. And this is in my film. This is, we're going to hire younger actors who we can't wait to find here when we cast in Scranton. I'm so excited to get together with community and highlight local businesses, local actors, crew, talent. So we'll hire a younger actress and actor who will play the smaller selves of our leads, and they'll be with the older selves, you know, through time and space as a representation, as, you know, this other part of them that has gone through so much when they were young, a reminder to us, right, as the audience member that this is true for us, and that's, of course, what art does. It's a piece of communication. How can we best get back to connecting to ourselves? At least that's what I think art does. It's bringing us back home to ourselves.
Yeah, and I totally agree, honey. Keep going.
Yeah. And that's like, you know, I'm a yogi, and I love psychology. Perhaps in a non-super clinical tense, you know, the study of people, who they are, why they do what they do, how they got to be the way that they are is psychological, but it's also the work of an actor. So I have long sort of toyed with, like, man, should I go back to school, and, you know, for psychology, because this stuff interests me so much. Why do we do what we do? How do we get to the place that we are, and what does that mean to the people in our lives? How do we affect one another based on what's going on for us, and how do we all stay connected? Because that's what I think is supposed to occur. We're all supposed to be there for each other. And we're hoping that in Hold Her Hand, you know, it sounds sort of melancholy, and we will have, there are darker themes within the film. There are instances of, we're covering themes of suicide. We're covering themes of PTSD. We're covering themes of adverse childhood experiences. But we are marking the film with so much hope. It's a story. It's a love story. And this is my hope, you know, because I think in today's world we're getting pretty used to, you know, oh, the Lifetime movie, not to knock Lifetime. We all love Lifetime. But the Lifetime movie that you can put on while you're cooking, you don't feel anything. You don't have to really listen to it. It's just there. Or you got to really be in the mood for a serious documentary where you might cry, and it's like two different spectrums. But what about a tolerance for the full gamut of the human experience? I think we're losing that a little bit because of just, you know, the online world, the Netflix, is everything is so saturated with so much to watch, so much to sort of fill your psyche with. But how much of it is a real representation of life? Like, do you agree, Lord? Life is absolutely hopeful and wonderful and joyous, and absolutely a struggle and hard. And we are all going, everybody has been through something. We're naming specific types of trauma in our film, but we all have been through something. And we're kind of merging into this type of world where the individualist is back. You know, it's like, what's mine is mine, what's yours is yours. This is my territory, that's yours. But I say, no way. What's you know, I'm responsible for you too. I want to know if you're happy. I want to say what's going on for my neighbor, and I want to see what I could do to help connect with them in order, you know, to soothe what's going on for them, even though it's not my issue, because really all of our stuff is collective too, in a way. So I'm hoping that people get from Holder Hand the healing sense, if you will.
Yes. Well, I keep cutting you off, so that's why I thought you were finishing.
No, I keep waiting
because
I hear you breathe, and I'm like, oh, she's coming in.
I want to jump in a lot of times, but I want the story to get there. That it, you know, there's an old line that I heard a long time ago, Jess, and it's called, it's stated, it's never too late to relive your childhood. And I think that sort of comes along with, I saw a guy wearing this on a t-shirt once, is really where I heard it, and it made so much, or where I saw it, and it really made so much sense through therapy, and which I am a great proponent of is yes. Psychotherapy. I love it. I've done it my 20 some years of my life, more than that, probably 30. I love every minute of it. I love it. Clears my head. It gets me focused. The help I have had from so many wonderful people in my life that I put my time, energy, and money into to help me move in directions that I knew that I was struggling with, because as humans, we all struggle with something, and we mm-hmm. try to fit in, and we try to connect, and to know how you tick personally is so much better, because then you put yourself out there, and you understand that this is your stuff, and that's their stuff. And and yes, it is individualistic in that sense, but it is more, it is also community, because you have to live with and work with and play with and live next to people who are different than you and who have different ideas and different ways. And so you're right when you say, yes, you have to be concerned with yourself, but you also have to put yourself out there to have so many other people involved and to get through and to do all the things you have to do. So I totally agree. I love every minute of this. I can't wait. I'm reading it, so I'm in the process. As soon as I get through this glorious wedding coming up, I will delve much more deeply into this. I can't wait. I'm thrilled, Jess. I love you. I think everything of what you just spoke. And let's talk a little bit. Let's give another plug for another Cadden, Jess.
Yeah,
this is
a full-fledged Cadden affair. Mary Kay Cadden, MK, affectionately known as MK. She is our assistant, our first assistant director on the film, and I'm just so thrilled. MK is a brilliant actress, singer. She's working in production in LA right now, and she is boogieing on home to Scranton for our production shoot to be my right-hand man. I'm so excited to work with her. It's going to be great.
Yep, and MK, otherwise known as my Mary Kate, is my niece, my brother Jimmy's only daughter. He has four boys and one daughter, and Mary Kate is my niece, and I'll see her. She's actually singing with Tommy at Sean's wedding, so which I told you, Jess, which I'm so excited to for this to happen. So we're all working together here. We're going to make this work, and our parents, our grandparents, everyone's looking down on us and with big smiles, including our beloved patriarch, Uncle Gene, is thrilled with all of this because, as you know, he's always up for a good story, and anything with the Cadden name, he's all over it. So, Jess, quickly, I know we're running out of time, Jewel, but we'll take some extra minutes. Tell everybody about your Seed and Spark and your upcoming fundraiser, which you're going to come on and talk about more when it gets closer.
Okay, yes, thanks so much. So we are fiscally sponsored by From the Heart Productions. So our film is produced by us, Motion Arts LLC, but in association with From the Heart. From the Heart singular. They are a 501c3 based in California. They help out filmmakers. They award sponsorship to filmmakers whom they believe are making films that will substantially affect society in a positive way. So we were thrilled that we applied and they awarded us this based on our proof of concept and all of our materials. They really believe in us. And what it means is not that they're funding us, but that we get to share their 501c3 status. So on our Seed and Spark crowdfunding page, which that campaign ends June 17th, you can go on and you can find this site through our Facebook, actually. If you go on to www.facebook.com/holdherhandfilm, you'll see that hyperlinked within that profile is our Seed and Spark campaign. You could go on, read lots about the film. There's a ton there to see our whole production crew, how amazing and brilliant everyone is. And there's a way to donate. And if you do, there are lots of perks. From swag, we have amazing hats by a local designer, some VIP perks. You can come to an early screening, which I won't reveal where that's going to be yet, but it's very exciting in the northeastern Pennsylvania area. And it's a tax-deductible donation to the arts. It's a win-win situation. This is a grassroots effort, and anyone who thought they might be able to donate, we just appreciate it so much, and we thank you so much. And then later on in August, we are so excited to be able to confirm that we're partnering with Scranton Counseling for a mental well-being-themed, yoga-themed fundraiser in Nayog Park. It will be sponsored by First Class Auto Glass on Penn Ave there in Scranton, and we'll be hosting a yoga session, a meditation session, and the Crisis Intervention Director at Scranton Counseling, Kristen Simpson, will be speaking about resources. There will be a Q&A, and there will be lots of amazing stuff, including refreshments. So hold the date, August 9th, but like Lori said, we're going to come back on and chat a bit more about that when it gets closer to remind everybody.
Yes, we will. All right, my friend and my cousin and my everything. I will, I'll be in touch, and you just keep doing good work. As my dear friend Maury Myers tells me, Miss Cadden, keep doing good work. So I'm going to tell you, Miss Cadden, please keep doing good work. And so I will talk to you soon, Jewel. That's a wrap for this week. So we are going to leave you. We so thank you for listening. Always listening every week, we are grateful. So thank you. Have a very good weekend. Be safe, and please be nice. Bye.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.